Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
G&D, welcoming you back on The Fan. We are live for our Friday field trip series today. The field trip stop is Maryland. We are in Rockville, North Bethesda, but it's very important to say Rockville, as we have learned. Sports and social, Bethesda is where we are. You can come on by and kick it with us. We will be here until 6:30. Washington is continuing to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season. It is time for you to plan for your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of this show is the law firm Kondorian Murad. They'll help you update your last will and testament and set up a revocable trust for you and your family if need be. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by going to kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Steelers coming to town. Steelers Commanders on Sunday. The game's on CBS. 1 o'clock kickoff. Our guys, Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, our A-team for this show, will be on the call. Charles Davis joins us now on the guest hotline. Charles, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's always great to talk with you guys. And as a bonus, you get the DMV's own Evan Washburn from Annapolis come rolling in to do the sidelines for us in the game. So we're all thrilled to be able to do it. It's fun to be able to watch this Washington team blossom. You know, I mean, obviously from the moment they drafted Jaden Daniels, there's a different spotlight because we're all eager to see how does a rookie quarterback do, especially when you know he's going to be the starter right from the beginning, brand new head coach, brand new GM, a fresh feeling around the franchise because of the new ownership. But let's be honest about it. Everything was all speculation, right? We were all like, well, let's see, can we? And, you know, you guys have been covering it forever, and each time hope has been sold, hope has not lasted very long. But this one feels real, and this one feels like it's going to be on the tracks for a while.
So, Charles, you mentioned blossoming. I think that's a great word. How have they grown over the course of even just this season, right? I mean, this is, you know, we're used to like multi-year things, but it's all happening right before our eyes where it seems like a different guy on offense, non-Daniels division, is making the play that week. How have they grown to you, especially on that side of the football?
You know, for me, it's watching an offensive line that had so many different question marks about it going into the season come together. It's watching an offensive line that was splitting time at left tackle, and then in the last 2 weeks, the starter, Brandon Coleman, can't play against Chicago, so Lucas carries the load as a veteran. Then Lucas hurts his ankle. He can't go in New York, so Coleman comes back, plays, dislocates his fingers, keeps playing. You see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
Now this team is, you know, figuring out a way to, and you've got a team coming in Pittsburgh that embodies next man up, because that's all the head coach ever talked about, and I've never been around him in all my years covering it. Okay, now I've been covering it 50 years. I've covered it a decent amount of time. I've never had a coach spend less time with us on injuries than Mike Tomlin. Okay? Oh, he's not playing. And he's not dismissive of it, but that's an opportunity for somebody else. Oh, it's his shot. And they just keep moving, right? That's what it feels like here. DQ is very similar that way. Kind of funny because one of DQ's first coaching jobs, I think, was at William & Mary when Mike Tomlin was a senior. So they crossed paths there. But anyway, all that being said, you see the offensive line come together. Zach Ertz at tight end brings not just leadership, and everybody's looking, oh, I got a veteran guy, he's going to lead us. No, he can still play. Okay, let's not dismiss that part of it. Brian Robinson can't play in two ball games. So they figure out the run game with Eckler. And here comes Chris Rodriguez, who is, to me, Brian Robinson light. Similar type of a running style. Not going to break the bigger ones as B-Rob does more often. But he's going to be tough, hard-nosed, get you that yardage you need. And he was ready to go when his number was called. So all of it is just watching it continue to progress. And, you know, look, you get out wide to the wide receivers. McLaurin finally has a quarterback that every week he knows, okay, I'm in good shape on this one, right? But you're just watching these guys all come together, getting opportunities, and getting better. And the message that Dan Quinn brought with him from day one, you can see it solidified. Guys, I'm reading articles, okay, prepping for this game. If Jaden Daniels doesn't say brotherhood every third sentence, and that's not a criticism coming from me, that just told me, okay, DQ's got them, meaning they have bought in, they're locked in, the brotherhood for them is real, and I think that it's going to continue to grow. So to me, that's the blossoming we're seeing. Because you watch that team on day one, they got beat by Tampa. Then they started to get it together, you know, winning ball games. They lose a tough one against Baltimore. But I feel like they came out of the Baltimore game like, we shouldn't back down with anyone. We really shouldn't. And I'm not saying they did with Baltimore. But Baltimore was the game that the general public was giving you a mulligan on. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't know they can beat Baltimore. Right, and if they just have a good showing, that'd be great. They came out of that one in my mind, and what I feel from this team, that they never want to have another moral discussion, moral victory again. I think they kind of got mad at themselves a little bit because I feel like that maybe they kind of bought into it a little, like okay, if we just play pretty well, then they realize we don't have to settle for that. We can be better than that. That's just a feeling. I don't know if I'm right.
Charles Davis on Grant and Danny. In addition to calling games on CBS, he is a draft analyst throughout the pre-draft process over at NFL Network. And I mentioned that, Charles, because we had you on. We talked about Jaden Daniels and the rest of the rookie class. I know you were high on most of the kids that came out, and they've had a very productive start to their careers. But Daniels has just been on a different level. What do you make of his season so far?
It's been crazy, hasn't it? Because we all had that discussion multiple times, if I remember correctly, right? You guys were nice enough to have me on, and we chopped it up a little bit. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at quarterbacks in draft classes, essentially, if one plays well, the other one doesn't. You know, you have, right? How many times do we have the two quarterbacks at the top of a draft class, right? In this case, we've got three, and then we get to, then we got to four, and we got to five, got to six. One of them's not playing because he's hurt, J.J. McCarthy. One of them's not playing Michael Penix because his team has a veteran guy who's playing really well and they don't need to play him. That's Atlanta. Everyone else has the ball now. And Drake May, guys, tell me if I'm wrong on this one, please, because I want to make sure my messaging is correct each time. You've known me for a bunch of years. How often am I an advocate of sitting a rookie quarterback? Almost never, right?
Right.
Like, I'm like, eh. I say most of the time, if you're going to sit him, if you don't sit him for like the entire season, I feel like you've wasted time, you know? And I said, you're all going to go to the podium and say, well, we got a guy here, and we're going to redshirt him, we're going to do this, and then after game two, he's in lineup, or game three. Like, okay, you should have just started him from day one. You could almost say that about Drake May, almost. But here we are. Daniels, I think it's all the things that we keep hearing from the team. It's the maturity. It's the work ethic. And I'm trying to remember who was saying that they saw. Oh, it was Malik Nabers with the Giants. Because Daniels went and spent some time, and he was with C.J. Stroud and crew at another thing, and he came back and he saved a different guy, and that was in college. That it escalated what he already had in him. The work ethic, the study, the wanting to be great, working on the mechanics, all those things, it became an obsession for him. And that's what we see now, because he's the same kid now. I mean, Zach, I'll leave it with this. Zach Ertz told us when we did our last game that he actually stumbled into a meeting room somewhere at some ungodly hour in the morning and just by accident, like, went into the room, and there was Daniels going through his stuff by himself. And he actually asked Zach Ertz if he wouldn't tell anyone else because he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he didn't want to appear to be a tryhard or you know what. This is just what he does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is just what he does. He doesn't want the attention for doing what he thinks is his job. Other people, you know how other people are, right? And other people means anyone who can hear our voices, you know who those people are in your life that do something that may be above and beyond, but they make sure everybody knows that they did it.
Great, Charles Davis with us here on G&D. Sorry, Charles.
That's okay.
I want to ask you about Marshawn Lattimore. We know that guy's a baller. When he's healthy on the field, he is a badass. He can do a little bit of everything, right? So, of course, that's the key. But I would love for you to go into what he'll actually mean for this defense, what you've seen them sort of maybe have to do to cover some weak spots, and maybe what he unlocks and might allow them to do here in the future.
When he's healthy and you decide you want to get man coverage or you want to have him affect a top receiver, he's your guy. He's going to be right there. If you're playing your basic stuff and what have you, and a team's trying to run the ball to the perimeter to his side, he's going to be fully involved in run defense. Okay, he's not one of those, hey, I cover, you guys take care of the rest of it. No, he's fully involved. He also has that mentality. I think you've heard DQ talk about the dog mentality, that sometimes we can get a little, you know, it can get overused, but in this case, it's spot on with this kid. He's fully immersed with his teammates, fully immersed in the game of football, wants to be aggressive and attack right from the word go. He's the type that lines up when the huddle breaks for the offense. He's lined up like right on the line where the ball is, right at the line of scrimmage, staring down that receiver, letting him know, I'm going to be here all day, and I want to be here all day. That's the type of a player he is. So now, what does that mean for your overall defense? He can cover like that, like we talked about. It also allows you to become stronger, I think, in your overall defense because Benjamin St. Juice, who's a tough, hard-nosed kid who's giving you everything, but the ball comes his way a lot, okay? He's going to take some pressure off because now he's going to go cover wide receiver two. All right, so you can move him to a spot where he's cornerback two, probably more comfortable for him. Let's see if that helps him. And you get Mikey Samuels still inside the nickel, which is exactly where he was drafted to play, but had to go outside.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Side because they needed him. Did pretty well, too, didn't he? He's a heck of a ball player. You've just strengthened your entire back end with one chess move because everyone bounces to the proper spots, and now you go from there. And this team has already been playing pretty well. I mean, I just sat down and did my homework this morning. Since week four, only giving up 147 yards per game through the air.
Wow.
Yep, I actually read that. Yes, I did.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's a crazy number in today's NFL.
That's hard to believe, right? Actually.
That's usually a half, okay? I mean, or close to a half, right? Since week four, they've given up 147 yards through the air.
Wow.
And that doesn't mean that they're getting gashed in the run game either, right? Sometimes when you read those stats, you're like, oh, they must be eating you alive otherwise. No. That's not what's happening. They've gotten better overall. This team is playing cohesively, collectively, tough in what they're doing. But a lot of more, it never hurts to add talent, especially talent that was used to winning. Think about his 8 years in the league, guys. New Orleans was a perennial team that we talked about. Hey, they could be one of those teams, right? They were in the playoffs. I think he was on the team when they got the horrible call against them with the Rams. You see where I'm going with this? And the last couple of years hasn't been that standard in New Orleans. How happy do you think he is to be coming to a 7-2 team in first place in their division, number two overall seed as we sit here right now, with a chance for bigger and better things, not just this year, but down the road because he sees who's playing quarterback? What version of Marshawn Lattimore do you think you're going to get when he's healthy?
Feels like they're getting a player that's going to immediately make the impact that you're talking about, Charles. Charles Davis on G&D here on The Fan. I want to get a thought from you on the Steelers, if you don't mind, because
sure.
Russell Wilson, for a few years, has played at a level that is being exceeded right now through, I know it's a small sample, but two games in Pittsburgh. I was one of the loudmouths saying you can't go away from Fields. I'm not a big Justin Fields guy, but I just thought he presented more problems with his feet, and we kind of knew what Wilson was going to be as a passer. But he's looked very, very good, and a bad offense suddenly has gotten kind of middle of the pack. What do you make of what's happening there on offense?
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, don't beat yourself up. You weren't the only one. There are a good number of us who said that. Heck, I was sitting there going, I don't know. Like, they're playing pretty well. We can keep unlocking Fields. Are you sure? But the one thing I did know that was that if Mike Tomlin was making that move, he was making it because he's seen his team plateau. Would that be a safe word to use about the Steelers over the last 4 or 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make the playoffs, but they're no threat to beat anyone, right? That's kind of where we've been for the last 4 or 5 years. They haven't won a playoff game since 2016 or something like that. So when you put that all together, I think Mike Tomlin said, you know something? We might have to take a little bit of a gamble for great and see if great is there. And you've got Russell Wilson back playing with the style that made him so terrific in Seattle because Najee Harris has come along. Right? Offensive lines come along, even though they've had injuries. They've been a lot like Washington, where there are a lot of question marks, but it seems to have come together better for them than what people have thought. Harris has gone 3 straight games with over 100 yards. So now you're throwing off a play action if you're Russell Wilson. Now you're throwing to different windows. George Pickens was thought to be the only dependable wide receiver. He's thrown to other people, including, you know, not enough to the tight end. I think they're going to try and keep opening that up and fire him because he's a really good player. But he's thrown to other people now and know what it's done. Actually unlocked Pickens because now everyone has to go, oh shoot, we can't just throw 3 people to Pickens. We got to go cover some other guys. So he spread the ball around and the deep ball is back in play, which he throws. And we all know it's a specialty, the moon ball that they call it. But here's the thing. He throws with better anticipation than what you're getting out of Justin Fields at this stage of his career, which means the bigger plays happen. It's no accident that the yards after catch for the Steelers receivers have gone up since Russell Wilson's gone lineup. Under Justin Fields, Pickens was averaging about 14 yards a catch. Russell Wilson, it's over 20. Yeah, small sample, but that's what Mike Tomlin was saying. I can still be that same team I've been for 5 years if I just stay with Justin Fields. But let me take a shot on a guy that's been great before. And if he gives us that great again with a lot to prove, then maybe my team elevates where we're more than what we were before. And last thing I'm going to say, guys, go back and look at Denver last year. He wasn't bad, okay? He wasn't bad. He's 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He played pretty well for most of the year. They had like a 5-game winning streak in there. They got into playoff contention. I'll just say it. This was a case where the head coach did not want him to be his quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, it's certainly proven that way. Charles, put you on the spot here for a couple teams. One, who's the best team you've seen? Maybe not talking about Super Bowl winner this year, but like to this point, who's the best team you've seen? And two, who's a team where you go, look out for these guys in a month or two?
On their game, Baltimore's the best I've seen. On their game. Problem is, they've been on their game every time.
Right.
But when they're at their highest level, and I still think they'll fix their defense. I think their biggest problem is, you guys saw them up close and personal. Their pass rushers aren't getting home enough, and the secondary is taking the brunt of it, if that makes any sense to people out there. Normally, those pass rushers get home more often and affect the quarterback. Not the way they have in the past, but I don't think that it's over yet. It's Baltimore. They figure it out. That's the best I've seen. I really think that them matching with Kansas City would be a heck of a matchup if they managed to get there again. And then I don't know that Baltimore wouldn't pull it out this time. The team that in a month or so, I think they've already kind of started it, although they had a hiccup along the way, and it's Atlanta. You know, the hiccup being Seattle whacked them a couple weeks ago. Okay, and they're going to look back on that one and go, what just happened here? That's a better football team. Cousins is playing really well for them. They have the receivers that they can run around with. Raheem Morris is the right coach for that team, and they're playing much better on the defensive side of the ball. I just think they're that type of a team. Plus, they're in a division that right now they hold a two-game, might even be more, advantage. But the only team that can really press them is Tampa, right, in the NFC South. They've beaten Tampa twice already. They're in good shape.
Charles, speaking of good shape, you and Ian Eagle will be in good shape at Northwest Stadium to see a really quality football game. I will be the portly fella not in good shape coming into the booth to say hello before the game. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Please come by and say hello. It's always a pleasure to talk with you guys, and thank you always for having me on. And let me tell you something. This is no hyperbole. We're fired up to get there for this game. I mean, we were fired up last time because we were excited to see Jaden. And then he lasted one series. So one of my favorite people ever, Marcus Mariota, came in and played really well that day. And I was so excited. I've loved Marcus. I've known him since college. He's just one of my favorite people of all time. But this week, we get to see Jaden Daniels and that offense go against an offense that's revitalized in Pittsburgh. And you're going against a defense that has big-time credentials. Like, you know, you got to prove it every week. What a great week for Washington to prove it against a bona fide team that, if they do prove it, the whole league goes, oh, you did that against Pittsburgh. That means something.
Watch Charles and the crew 1 p.m. on Sunday on CBS. Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you guys always. Thanks a lot for being so great to me. I appreciate it.
That's our guy Charles Davis. Watch him and Ian Eagle on the call, 1 o'clock, from Northwest Stadium this Sunday in Landover, Maryland. Next, we continue our dive into the Commanders and the Steelers and our look at Week 10 in the NFL from Sports and Social Bethesda, live on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.